Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Yes, sir. Hour number two of Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh, Major League Baseball here. Bottom of the third inning in the Bronx. Kyle Higashioka in his 111 average gets a base knock here to start off the inning. If we just quickly update the good people out there on the baseball scores here. Brewers 1-0 over the Pirates. Padres 1-0 over the Reds. Orioles 2-0 over the Yankees. Phillies 2-0 over the Rockies. 1-1 Marlins and Nationals. 2-0 Twins over the Tigers. 1-1 down at the Trop between the Mariners and the Rays. And coming up here in the 2 o'clock hour, two games about to get underway. Astros, Rangers, Kansas City Royals, and Chicago White Sox. And Kevin and I were talking over the break. Some things on the move, in particular, Aiden Hutchinson now increasing his lead to be the number two overall pick to -210 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. What else do we got out there moving around?
Yeah, I'm actually, because I'm mixing around, Donnie, even some of these top 32. Kaiir Elam, who's a cornerback out of Florida, has now jumped up to -330 to be a top 32 pick. Again, if you're messing around in this parlay builder section, that's, of course, going to be quite relevant. As you're mentioning, though, Donnie, right, the top of the we don't know how anything's going to go if we can't figure out the top of the draft here. So, again, you know, this Thibodeau thing's super interesting, Donnie, because he is +150 to go two, but he's not the first choice to go four or to go three, four, five, six, seven. You get the deal. So there isn't necessarily a clear catch point on Thibodeau. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. His most likely pick, based on the odds, is to be the second overall selection. We don't think he's going to fall too far. 4.5 for a draft. Like, this guy, Donnie, to be a top five pick, by the way, which is right here on FanDuel, is -800. It's -800 for him to be a top five pick, Donnie. But at three, we hear corner. At four, is it a Jet? Is he a Jet, Donnie, Kayvon Thibodeau, maybe? Because at five, I feel like we're hearing tackle a lot. I feel like we're hearing tackle a lot.
It feels like he's going to surprise at two, right? Or we're looking in the green room, and everybody's going to have that board ready going, hey, we heard all week. Sky was going to fall. Yeah, you heard all week. All we heard all week is that Thibodeau is rising. But that's what the draft is made for misinformation to get out there. And people that do their own mock drafts and work for big networks whose only job at the draft is to say, all right, if this guy gets picked number two, hey, we've been telling you all week long, I'm Mel Kiper here. We told you this athlete is going to go number two. But then if he drops to nine, I told you all week long, we talk to the people out there, and he doesn't love football. You know what I mean? Get ready for that stuff tonight. As Mel Kiper's not even at the draft.
I got to tell you, like, I've been kind of, you know, pulling up a couple of mocks and putting them next to one another side by side, Donnie. And, you know, Big Mel seems to be differentiating from some people here. I have to tell you this, though, DRS. I'm a little I'm always a little surprised the way they spread across the draft coverage amongst ABC as well as like ESPN. Like, they have like 15 key cogs now that they spread across like the two. I don't know. Like, it makes sense like that, like to separate it, I guess. And it's a divide and conquer strategy there from ESPN.
Now, what is it tonight? So it's on multiple networks tonight? Or is it multiple networks throughout the draft? Yes. Like, ABC has it tonight, ESPN has round two.
ABC and ESPN tonight are live for round number one.
That's weird.
I don't know. That's always thrown me off a little bit. You know what I mean? Like McShay and Kiper, I feel like, should be sat next to one another, not like a divide and conquer approach. That's always kind of been my read on it. No?
Exactly. It'd be like, you know, AEW wrestling, and the Young Bucks are going over here on TNT, and then you got over here on this side, you got Bunny wrestling here, side by side. Like, you can't do that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Or they actually split the Young Bucks up. Like, they don't act, they're a tag team, but they never wrestle together. Like, hold on. Like, they're supposed to wrestle together. But why they wrestle separately all the time?
No, that's, I mean, look, the Young Bizzles are doing great things, Donnie. We saw them last night. We go, hey, let's go, Young Bucks. You heard the chants. They were going nuts.
Yeah, by the way, Jim Cornette, very unflattering on his praise for the performance last night for the AEW boys. So.
Yeah, no one cares. I'll tell you that, Donnie. Nobody cares. I'm telling you that right now.
I'll tell you right now.
I'm telling you, Charles Barkley didn't like the way you capped that Major League Baseball game. And you'd be losing sleep over it. It wouldn't even make sense.
Come Chuck B. But by the way, one step closer here in Major League Baseball as those New York Yankees had a ninth hole hitter in Kyle Higashioka reach base. The Yankees still, at the end of three, do not have a run on the board. So, as we mosey on over to the FanDuel Sportsbook here and we take a look at the Baltimore Orioles-New York Yankees game, that total now is listed at 7 for the game. Mm-hmm. And for the New York Yankees, the over-under now for them on their team total is a 3. So we're starting to get into that ballpark right now where, right, maybe get, because you're looking at the perfect part there. It's right. The Orioles have 2 runs, so in order for the Yankees to win, they have to get 3. Hence, their team total is 3 right now. So that's the way that you would look at it. But we're getting in that direction here where some of these odds will start to move in our direction as the Astros and Rangers now underway 0-0 here, obviously in the top of the first inning, as only a few pitches have gone. But I think it's time here, after this break, Kevin, to start dipping into the NBA and having some fun. And I can start to let you know why Chris Paul is going to dominate tonight in New Orleans for the Phoenix Suns. But that's how we do it here on Moneyline. If you want to get involved, if you have a play, if you want to talk about tonight's anytime action, 844-843-6879. Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yes. We are back for more right here on Moneyline, SiriusXM Channel 159 on the grid. Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh. But we want some NBA action, and it all starts with the man behind the wheels of steel, JP. Bring that heat. Where are we going tonight for another W?
Now, you know I love the player props, but tonight I'm going with the team. I'm taking the Sixers minus 1.5. I think they're overstating the demise of the Sixers here. I think they slap them by 10+.
Get her.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's a good pick. We're selling points tonight. That's a good pick.
Wow. Yeah. How about that, Don? That's strong, Donnie.
Yeah.
You like that? You feel like good about that?
I like it.
All right.
I like it. Let's go, Philadelphia 76ers. So now, tonight, first, before we hit the games individually, we do have some odds boosts here listed at the FanDuel Sportsbook. First one is the Hulu NBA boost.
What
Joel
is this?
Embiid, Hulu, H-U-L-U.
Since when?
Hulu has live sports, Kevin, in case you didn't know. It's only maybe delayed for a couple minutes, but it is live.
Oh, big pop. All right, here we go.
Joel Embiid and Pascal Siakam, as I like to say, to each score 25 or more points tonight, boosted from a 170 to a 250 tonight.
That's good.
Now, that's your guy. Siakam's your boy. You think Joe's going to have a big game?
This
fits right there. Yeah.
It does. No, that's really good. It's really good. Now, you know, I'll give my customary, if it's plus 250 for 25 each, I think I'd take your even money at 20 apiece, right? I wouldn't mind that if they'd offer it, Donnie. But that's pretty big time there, 25 a pop for those two guys, right? Because I said to you, and I guess, you know, we can bring JP back in. Don, you can answer it yourself here. But, you know, you like the Sixers to get the job done. So does JP. I think so, too. I think Embiid has to play really well, though. Like, I do not think that box score reads Joel Embiid 23 points, and then we're talking about how they match up with the Miami Heat. I think if it reads, you know, Joel Embiid, you know, goes out there and shoots 7 of 18 for, you know, 21 points, Donnie, we're talking about game number 7. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. You need your stars to have big nights. This can't be one of those games where your stars like, hey, you know what? I'm going to hang around that 20-point level, and somebody like a Tyrese Maxey has to rescue you on the road. I don't think that's going to take place. And by the way, real quick, Alec Bohm just hit a solo home run here in the bottom of the fourth inning where the Phillies now take the lead 3-0 over the Rockies. Now, what makes this interesting is the wind is howling in from left field. He hit this as a home run to left field, but sometimes you have to keep in mind, the Phillies, the way the stadium is built, there is a giant scoreboard in left field. So theoretically, if you don't hit it too high, it gets blocked by the scoreboard, and that one made it out. So Phillies take that 3-0 lead. So sometimes even with the wind blowing, sometimes it doesn't matter, and you can still catch some advantages of things like a higher stadium or a scoreboard blocking it there. But anyway, to the NBA tonight. Second odds boost here. Luka Doncic, Donovan Mitchell. These are my favorite ones. Each to make 3 3-point shots, and then they throw in Jalen Brunson to get 15-plus points. Now, Brunson should be able to get the 15-plus points, but I don't know about the 3 and the 3. I don't know. It's plus, now granted, it's a 3-to-1 price. So it's not like they're shafting you going, okay, boosted from plus 110 to plus 140, right? You're getting a 3-to-1 price here. But each one, I think the losing leg is going to come from either Luka or Donovan not making 3 3-pointers.
Yeah, you know, and again, like, look, it's a boost. You're supposed to have fun with it, Donnie. But these are the kind of boosts that have gotten me kind of the point where I'm not as interested in betting boosts. That's just the truth of it, Donnie. Because I'm more interested, Donnie, in each guy to make 2 threes with Jalen Brunson to score 10 points at plus 100. I'm sorry, that's what I'm interested in. You know what I mean, Don? Like, I got to sit here and cap that. That's Donovan Mitchell's straight 3-point prop is involved in that mix there.
Yes.
It's not all that far off from Luka's, to be honest with you. So,
yeah. We're not getting a bonus here?
No. You're just – you know what it is, Donnie? It's a juicy parlay. But we're not parlay players for the most part. And that's what that is. And that's kind of the problem for me on it. That's really what it boils down to, I think.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here, but that is the odds boost that are listed. Now, let's get into the games themselves. Philadelphia 76ers, Toronto Raptors, current line here listed, Sixers minus 1.5. And if you're just looking on the money line, that's a minus 122 price. Over-under in this game listed at 209.5. So if I take a look here, the opening number at FanDuel was 209.5, so not much movement there. And it's probably going to fluctuate between that 1.5 and 2 right up to a game time at 7 o'clock tonight. I do think the Sixers are better. I think the Sixers got a rude awakening wake-up call in Game 5 where maybe they expected Toronto just to go softly into the night because they had to make the travel back to Philadelphia. We're still down 3-1. We got our, you know, win in front of our fan base. Now we'll just lose this game and ride off and enjoy our summer break here before the next season begins. And that didn't happen. So I do think the Sixers will come out focused in this game. And again, no Fred VanVleet for the Toronto Raptors. I think the Sixers win tonight and move on to face the Miami Heat.
Yeah, I see it similarly. I do think the Sixers close this out. I'm giving the Sixers credit, though, with that thought, Donnie, because, look, the Raptors are playing better. Embiid isn't 100%. And Harden is really – because here's the thing, Donnie. I was asking these questions about Harden when the series was 3-0. You know that. You know that, obviously. We do the shows together. And you're saying to me, and I understand, you're like, listen, it's not his role right now, right? He's just, you know, he's kind of a part of the rotation of guys that step up on a nightly basis to help Embiid. Well, that wasn't what they brought him in to be. And now, Donnie, they need him to be the guy that they thought they were getting. 27, 12, and 8. That's what they need to me, Donnie. They just do. And we got to find out if it, here's the good thing, Donnie. You're going to find out if that exists in Harden over the next 2 games, if there are 2 games left in this series, I think. If Harden has that ability to provide the level of basketball that the Sixers need from him, Donnie, to be a champion, I think you're going to find that out over these next couple of games. You know, I really do.
Yeah, the heart of a champion. Certainly that's what the Sixers need just to get by. Round one? My goodness, Sixers. Mm. The series had been wrapped up in four games, and you should be resting and moving on at this point, but yet still sitting here wondering what is going to happen with the Philadelphia 76ers and if that pressure builds to a crescendo with a weekend game seven. Now, just quick update here on the NFL draft. Not much changed here yet. Trayvon Walker still a minus 450 price. And also, the Jacksonville Jaguars put out a tweet that says, mood, with a picture of a player in like a car. Is that Trayvon Walker? I don't know if you're by your computer, but I can't quite tell. You know what that problem is? Is that Josh Allen?
Yeah, they just picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. I'll double check for you because...
Because that would be some wild stuff here if that was a random Trayvon Walker picture and that says mood right there. That would be tremendous and probably set off Trayvon Walker from a minus 450 to a minus 1450 if that was actually the move here. Now, in this NBA game tonight, there are obviously some things that we like to look at outside of just the side and the total for the game itself, particularly taking a look at the player points props. Philadelphia 76ers, Joel Embiid, 27.5, obviously. The James Harden one is interesting to me at 20.5 at a plus 102. So it's priced up above 20 points, which is basically the line that you're figuring. Mm-hmm. James Harden has to get 20 tonight, right? Are we thinking that? Like, he hears, right? He's got ears.
I thought so. I that was the impression that which I had, Donnie. Multiple times, Harden's got to step up. He's not done it. He hasn't done it. But I think he's got to step up.
Who's the surprise in this game tonight? Who's the surprise? Danny Green getting like 18.
Yeah.
Siakam going for 40.
You know what it is,
Scotty Barnes,
Donnie,
for 22.
Is if the game looks like you predict so under, nobody really needs to go off. You just need really one guy. So maybe Embiid can win it by himself.
Maybe he can, but this is Moneyline, and we'll pick some winners for sure tonight. Come on back with us after the break, Donnie and Kevin.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in the Moneyline here. A little bit of NBA action talk on the right side here. And the Kevin Walsh wrapping up that Sixers game here. I think the Sixers get it done. We're talking about here who might go off in this game and who leads the way. I don't know. Normal suspects. It'd be sure, like Scotty Barnes drops 31 tonight. OG Anunoby drops 31 tonight. Just seems kind of a little bit far-fetched here. But maybe some of the guys farther down the list, like a Chris Boucher, whose points prop is listed at a 7.5 at a plus 100, or our good friend, which they refused in the regular season to give us any sort of options on, Georges Niang, over 5.5 at a minus 126. So let me see that. So he's got a 5.5 at minus 126, which you're basically saying, what? He gets that on 2 3-point shots? So if we take a look at 3-point shots made, see, he doesn't even have any listed, which is so odd. So you're going to have 3-point shots listed, or excuse me, points prop listed, but no player made 3-point shots. What would it be, though? It wouldn't be 1.5. I guarantee you they would have like 2.5 with like a plus money.
Hold on.
I would just take the 5.5.
Doesn't DraftKings usually have?
That's true.
I guess.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, so you can't do 1.5, Don. Well, it would be 1.5. His points prop is what?
5.5. So it's basically 2 3-point shots is what you're probably going to get out of George's Niang right there. What's his threes? Like, are there 3-point props? He's got points, rebounds, assists, threes.
Yeah, 1.5 plus 105.
1.5. Oh, see, there you go. I like that better than the 5.5 because plus money number.
Yeah.
2 threes.
I don't know if he happens to. Yeah, but Don, what kind of juice are you laying on over 5.5 points?
I don't know. How much are you saving? What was it here? Let me see here. Let's go points. Slide that over here. X drop box down. Minus 126 for over 5.5.
I don't love that. Let's see. Yeah.
Let's go, it makes Georges.
Sense. And I honestly don't even mind you climbing the ladder on three. He scored. He went 3 for 4 in each of the two games that they played in Toronto. I mean, it's the only place he's shooting from, right?
Yes.
So,
Drop him from the corner, knock him down. By the way, I just got a little laugh out of this tweet here. Will Middlebrooks tweets out, retired baseball player, but still in the mix here with players. Talked to a player today that told me five balls had to be thrown out of play last night because they had dents in them.
What does that even mean?
Does that mean like the baseball, like the, it's just so inappropriately made now that people are lopsiding the baseball? Man, yes. Something's going wrong. Like, baseball is a billion over billion dollar industry. Your main thing is the baseball, and you can't get that right. Can you imagine if guys are shooting jump shots? Like, here we go. First part of this game, George's Niang Lines went up from the corner, and he hits the top of the backboard and goes, the ball is lopsided. I can't even shoot this thing. Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy now. It's really bad. I can't believe we do this every single year.
And it's not like, the balls just don't travel because it's not made right. Like, players are basically saying, like, every ball is different, and now they're dented. Tremendous stuff, Major League Baseball here. Now, before we get sidetracked, Phoenix Suns, New Orleans Pelicans, FanDuel Sportsbook has the Suns listed as a -2 favorite, total listed at a 214. And in this game, as I told you, the teaser here for me, Chris Paul over 34.5 points, rebounds, and assists is where I'm going tonight. I need a big performance. I need Stat Muse and fake Stat Muse to come out and say, you know, Chris Paul's, you know, his whole career is on the line tonight, like they did for Doc Rivers.
Right, yeah. That worked. Man, the Doc, I don't want to get trapped up in the Doc thing, but what a wild thing the Doc thing was. But no, Donnie, I think it makes sense. It's a closeout game, right? You're at, hey, Chris, can I get you to be excellent for one more? You should have Devin back, we're hoping, by the start of next year. They won't, by the way. But that's what they're hoping, right, Donnie? Yes, I think it makes a lot of sense. The thing I try and tell people that I do think is, don't be scared of a narrative play in the postseason. The NBA postseason is built around narratives.
Yes.
It's how narratives work. So don't be scared of that. Right, Donnie? Kevin Durant stepped up game 4. John Morant stepped up game 5. Jokic stepped up when they went to Denver. So on and so forth.
Yes. You can, and that's sometimes where you have to play it, where you're saying to yourself, everything is on the line at this point, and the players know this. Like, Joel Embiid in a game 6 tonight shoots 6 times and ends up with 13 points. No! Joel Embiid, like, I don't care if my hand is falling off. I'll shoot 25 times, and we'll see what I ends up with, but I'm not going to be passive-aggressive in this game. In closeout situations, late in this series, you need your biggest players to handle the basketball and play well for you. So that's what you're anticipating. Now, this game itself, I do think the Phoenix Suns end up closing this out. There are some 2.5s out there on the board, but also I do think that this game goes over the 214 as well.
Okay. Pop it off a little bit there. Now, is that – because I remember I thought the last game would go over. We were wondering what would happen.
Yes.
We kind of found out it was just a super cold night from New Orleans, Donnie. Is the thought if New Orleans is going to win, as we've seen in each of the two New Orleans games, they have to play very, very well on offense?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I don't mind like that.
It doesn't feel like a 101-97 win by the Pelicans tonight, right? Like, you're figuring if the Pelicans win this game, their offense is – cooking at home, which means their big guys have to be cooking at home tonight, and maybe you get a rebound performance on your home court, because so many times you say, I mean, it makes a big difference. Like, you feel more comfortable on your home court with your fans, and you want to do some damage out here. And the reason why we're bringing that up is Brandon Ingram's 25.5 point total at a -110 price. Valanciunas sitting at 16.5, and CJ McCollum 24.5. So if you look at those two, right, what would you be more comfortable with taking? The Brandon Ingram 25.5 points prop or CJ McCollum at 24.5?
I've got to the point now where I am more confident in Ingram. While I think CJ can have a big night, I think it's become very clear, Donnie. And not that this wasn't the case before, but I think it's become unquestionable now at this rate. This is Brandon Ingram's team. I actually think there'll be an interesting conversation to be had around this being Brandon Ingram's team versus this maybe being Zion's team when Zion eventually gets back, Donnie. But I think this is Ingram's team, and why that's relevant is Ingram kind of needs to be the guy. Where I think you would ultimately say, Donnie, if you choose Ingram over McCollum, be burned, is a night where CJ McCollum can't miss, right? McCollum all of a sudden like, man, game seven, can't wait. CJ scored 36 tonight because he was on fire. Hit six triples. Like, one of those situations. So, by the way, because you can get, like, I'm not mad, Donnie, if you want to bet both guys, taking a McCollum points, rebounds, and assists, or just isolating the three-point shots. I think both of those do make sense on CJ-specific bets.
Yeah, it does, and I hear you on that, because home team is where you want to take those two guys. There's a chance that both of them can get to the 25.5 points or 26 points in order to cash those, but we're expecting big performances there. The secondary options, not as appealing to me. You know, Mikal Bridges, 16.5, does he have a repeat performance? Maybe one of the guys coming off the bench there playing bigger minutes here. Hey, Cameron Johnson at 12.5. Let me see if I slide it down. Who else is listed here? Jackson Hayes, Jose Alvarado listed at a 6.5 right now. So a lot of things to deal with in this game. But you do think that the Pelicans win tonight. Am I right?
Yeah, I do. I do. I've been giving the Pelicans a lot of credit ever since they won game number two. I said that they would be able to get the series to 2-2. They did. I thought that they'd be competitive in game five. They were. I know the final score maybe says otherwise, but they were competitive. And I think they send this to seven. I think that these teams, we're just seeing teams that are significantly more even right now. And I think that it says a lot about what New Orleans has been able to do. I think it says how important Devin Booker is to Phoenix. And I think it just builds us a close series. I mean, I'm not telling you the numbers wrong, though. Phoenix should be favored. They've earned that. They've, you know, they've won three of the five games so far. They've earned being the favorite. But I think New Orleans wins the game.
Yeah, it should be fun. That would set up a wild game. I mean, we might be talking here. Who would have thought that the Philadelphia 76ers, after being up 3-0, would be in a game seven? And the Phoenix Suns, I don't care what happened in the series, would even go to a game seven at that point. So that certainly is going to be one. It is hard to imagine. Now, here we go. You want some line movement in this? And let me just update it here. And yes, this line movement looks like it is correct here. Okay. Dallas Mavericks, Utah Jazz. The Jazz opened up as a -3 favorite here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. The Jazz now are not even favorites at some sportsbooks out here. As FanDuel's listed at -1 towards the Mavericks, DraftKings -1, Fox Bet out of New Jersey -1. And I agree with it. This is a Dallas Mavericks line, which basically is giving Utah no love at home and basically says, you guys are about to get shut down and be bounced out of the playoffs. So if we're looking at the side, slight favor here to the Mavericks, a total, Kevin, of 210.5.
Yeah, so I said today I think I feel more comfortable about the total going over, which I know is a little bit risky with some of the ball that we've seen this, you know, series from these two teams. Part of the reason that, Donnie, I wouldn't line up these Mavs -1 tickets, though, is they just played in Utah, Donnie, with Luka back, and that was 5. Donovan Mitchell's playing, Donnie, with a points prop of 25.5. This number did not move because Rudy Gobert was stung by a bee. That is monster movement. Too much for me. Utah could be due for some hot shooting. I'm hesitant.
Yeah, and we're going to take a look at this game after the break here, because one guy's points prop has dropped from this morning on the early line. This is Moneyline, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh, 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And Donnie Wrightside.
Yes, sir. You are locked into Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh talking a little bit of NBA action here. And as we said, the Utah Jazz are now a dog at home tonight. And the question was asked to me this morning, what do you think about some of these player props in this game? Donovan Mitchell, I believe, was a 26.5. And I told you, Kevin, I don't want anything to do with this guy tonight. And apparently, neither do many other people, as he's now listed at 25.5 as a points prop today.
Mm. Man, oh, man. That's a mover, Donnie. That's a mover there.
Points.
Can I ask you, what about Luka, though, Donnie? Are you, his number's 31. Are you confident in Luka tonight?
Just going ballistic? I don't know.
He's gone 30-plus both games. I feel the same way as you, though. Like, don't you want to be like, I don't know, he just came back. Is he really?
Yes.
Like, he's more than fine, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
He should go off. But I just have a feeling that this game is a lower-scoring, ugly game and a closeout. But then again, Luka's ugly game is like, 32 points, you know. Like, what's your worst-case scenario, Luka, since he's healthy tonight? 26? It's not as if he's going to get you 14.
Right. No, jeez, no. It's just 31.5 is a lot. Like, Donnie, like, I don't know. You don't average 35 a night in the postseason. Like, if you made me better, I think I would take an under
tonight.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
As crazy as that sounds. But they're in Utah. They got to be able to do something. Right?
You would think they would have to do something tonight, but that point spread is saying everybody's under the same feeling. The Utah Jazz are going to choke tonight at home on their home court, hence a nice little move here towards the Dallas Mavericks. Now, I am watching here this Yankees game. Ball hit down the line by Mateo. All right, nobody scores, but it is second and third with two outs here after pulling Jameson Taillon from the game. So, Baltimore Orioles 2, Yankees 0. Back to the NBA tonight. If we're looking at all three games, and if you actually, you know what? Let me put the least we're doing these, you know, home team parlays. What does this home team parlay take a look? And we'll just go money line. Money line Raptors, money line Pels, money line Jazz. That's a 764 price on all of the home teams tonight. That is a big number. Big number.
That's
and you're
huge.
Talking about, like, neither one of these games has, like, a 7-point line. Like, oh, yeah, they're minus, you know, 320 in there to mix. Plus 104, plus 114, minus 102, parlay three ways, plus 764 if you think all of these home teams will extend their series tonight. Kitchen sink,
man,
Kevin. Kitchen sink.
Yeah. which it certainly is. I think you could have some fun. Like the round robin parlay tonight, mm-hmm. I think people maybe would take a look at here. Can you do? Let's see, round robin. I think you could do. Man, boy, oh boy, those are some big with the Jazz, the Pels, and the Raps, Don. Mm-hmm. Like all being it. Like Don, like are we gonna get three game number sevens? Is the question, right? Like
could be.
Or two game number sevens.
Could
somebody's
be.
Closing a series out tonight? I think it's the Sixers. Right, Don. Imagine if. Everybody goes seven but the Warriors and the MVP versus the MVP on the West Coast side of it.
Yep.
That'd be wild.
If this series goes seven games, is Joel Embiid's, you know, stock tanking for his MVP, even though it has no bearing on if he wins the MVP or not? Almost like one of those justifications, because when the Sixers had a healthy Joel Embiid without a jammed up thumb, he was beating the heck out of the Raptors while one MVP Nikola Jokic was getting his head caved in by the Warriors. Like, see that? That's why you can't do this, why you can't do that. Yeah. See what happens that one.
I do think the Jokic situation ultimately kind of balanced out to me towards the end. I thought he was excellent in games 3 and 4. I thought he was really good in game number 5. I thought he was really bad in the first two games. And ultimately, it kind of, like, yes, he was on a team that didn't offer him margin for error. He's not the first ever MVP that's true of. And we saw how that cost his team. I was very consistent. I needed him to get one. He got one. And that's, I'm not going to act like that's like a banner accomplishment, right? Like, the thing is, and I think this is fair, though, Jokic is done winning MVPs until he wins at a higher level, team success-wise, whether people think that's fair or not. That is how this sport has worked forever.
Yes, it has. And that's the way it is. It's the way it's going to be in the NBA. So we capped the NBA, right? Three games here today. Sixers, Raptors, Suns, Pelicans, Mavericks, Jazz. Sure. And we've been waiting for this day in the NBA because these are nice. These aren't 3 10-point lines where we're not all that worried about who's actually going to win because it's a foregone conclusion at this time. So we'll see how these games end up playing out, if any more odds boost hit the screen here. But a quick update in Major League Baseball. Brewers, heavy scoring game here, 1-0 over the Pirates in the seventh. You do have some scoring in Padres Reds, as the Padres take a 5-2 lead there. The Orioles now have the bases juiced, but an 0-2 count here with two outs as Castro is facing McKenna right now, and he struck him out. So the Yankees are out of that inning as they head to the bottom of the fifth, a 2-0 game. Phillies still holding a 3-0 lead over the Rockies. Marlins, Nationals, 1-1 in the sixth. Tigers, Twins, 2-1 in the fifth. Bottom of the fifth, Rays, Mariners, 1-1. Bottom of the third, Astros and Rangers, no score. And at the end of two, the Royals, 1-0. You know what you're not seeing today? A ton of runs here, Kevin. No surprise.
Yeah. What is the deal, though? Like, so this is where you're trying to figure out, Donnie, if guys have figured it out, right? Has Zimmerman, Donnie, figured something out? I don't know. Here's what I do know, though, Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
When the Yankees are getting set to finish up a series, they scored 10 versus Cleveland. Right? In the other situations, they've scored three runs, zero, zero, and then today they are working on a zero once again. Like, does this team, Donnie, legitimately go like, hey, listen, man, like, who cares? Come on. I mean, let's get out of here, right? I mean, can't we all agree that this doesn't matter? I mean, is that what we're watching here, Donnie? Like, it's a little...
Are they looking forward to going to the draft party? Like, we just saw Aaron Judge's 30. By the way, you know what's kind of interesting?
Yeah.
You saw that video, which is funny anyway, just to see athletes just, you know, having their own birthday cakes and Josh Donaldson probably hammered walking around and having a great time. But it's kind of funny. Like, Aaron Judge is 30. Like, to me, he's still like 25 for some reason. Like, this is one of those guys that seems like he's still a really, or supposed to be, like Bryce Harper as well, like 26 years old, whatever he is at this point, because he came in the league at 18 or whatever. But I look at Aaron Judge, and like when he said he was 30, I'm like, wow, it just doesn't seem right. Like, he feels like a 25-year-old.
Yeah, the other day I was watching, actually, on his birthday, I was watching the game with my mom, and it came across that he was 30. My mother was like, huh? What? And I was like, I know, but yeah, that's, he's old as all get out. It's just kind of what it is.
Wants that 250, $300 million. Not a good time. Like, he should. Now, here's what his agent should have said. Hey, look, I got inside information, Kev. His ball's dead this year. Sign this contract.
Yeah, exactly. Right? My goodness, it's a good point by you. Or maybe
I'm going to bet on myself.
Worry. They're going to heat him up. Don't worry about it. We'll be fine. Get through April. They'll heat him up for us.
If Aaron Judge ends the season with 19 home runs? Just disaster from his agent? Like, what are you going to, like, hey, why don't you just give us that same offer you had last year and we'll be happy to take it now? And the Yankees are like, oh, hold on now.
Yeah.
About to revisit
this thing. And I hear what you're saying, Donnie, but I really do believe the problem with that is, and I know you're going with an extreme, but that's fine. We can exist in that extreme. If the Yankees then go, hey, yeah, look, you're terrible. Here's a trash offer. He'll take a trash offer elsewhere. You can't take a trash offer and stay. Because then they really win the New York Yankees. You know what I mean? Or you start, like, go somewhere else, Donnie, and Carlos Correa, the whole thing. Like, here's my thing. Bing, 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 and just kind of, you know, run it around like that. Because you can't kind of swallow that pill in this way here that we're talking about with the Yanks, even if it is a down season.
No, you can't. But it's just kind of interesting where, like, I'm going to bet on myself. And baseball's like, yeah, we got plans. All you guys that bet on yourself out here that weren't pitchers, yeah, you're going to get smoked at this point right now. So here's what it is in Major League Baseball. And again, still cold conditions, but there's no surprise to me that we're watching a lot of these games today and they're still staying under the total. But the big deal tonight, as we know, is the NFL draft and the grid all over Las Vegas to get you ready. And we're just waiting on some of these late line movements. Now, it gets a little bit more fun as you get closer to the draft. 2:50 Eastern right now. Draft starts 8 o'clock. And we'll see. What surprises could we be seeing here, Kevin, before the draft even starts? What's leaking out? Is somebody going to go crazy? Is somebody just going to be way up the draft board? Is somebody going to be a low riser as opposed to a high riser? There usually is something, whether it be Aaron Rodgers wants to be traded tonight during the draft, or B, yeah, oh my goodness, there is a high-level NFL player smoking a bong with a gas mask on minutes before the draft starts.
I'll make the prediction. I think ultimately we see Deebo Samuel, a New York Jet, in exchange for the 10th pick.
Love
it. I think that happens. I think that move does come in, Donnie. That's what I'm thinking here.
But there's a way for me. Like, I like that move, but I don't actually like that move with me taking Jameson Williams. Like, I'm almost hoping that he doesn't get moved. But then again, you're right. But here's the caveat.
Niners
move up into the 10th spot, and the guy they want to replace a wide receiver with for another wide receiver, it could actually work both directions.
I think you're thinking in the right line. Are the Niners going to go out there ultimately and bring in are they going to go out there and bring in a wide receiver to replace Deebo? Big expectations. I think so, though.
Yeah.
I think so. That's my thought. Could be wrong, but that's my thought. It's a tough spot, though, man. It's a really, really tough spot. But I think so. I think they have to replenish it with one of these wide receivers that we're hearing so much about.
All right, and quickly here, since we don't have much time left, you look at the teams that are drafting in the first round. Multiple teams have multiple first-round picks, which is a rarity. Sometimes you get one team with two first-round. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. And, you know, it's almost like all these teams are fighting with each other to sort of trade out because they know they have too many draft picks. The Eagles actually had three first-round draft picks, and now we're looking to say, hey, maybe we don't even use two of these, which we have left here in the first round prior to that trade with the New Orleans Saints. But who messes up tonight? Somebody's got to mess up tonight, because the hot takes tomorrow, when we get on the air, right, for the early line, we're already going to have winners and losers just because we had one draft of one round. But somebody's going to make a dent. Now, here's what I don't need to see. With the 15th pick in the first round, the Philadelphia Eagles have selected X player, which is not one that the fans once never heard of, or again, taking a defensive tackle when you know you need help around Jalen Hurts. Like, could the Eagles actually go tonight and not take a wide receiver and get away with it? Like, can they actually still have the lights on in the morning here in Philadelphia?
I don't think so. Oh, my goodness, a terrible shortstop being played. I think the Birds, to be honest with you, Donnie, I'm very optimistic around the Birds draft. Maybe that's foolish. I'm very optimistic, though. I really am. Really, really am.
And we'll see what happens. So always rooting for the best, but expecting the worst. But that's not what you get on Moneyline. We got one more segment to go before we send you off into the afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Last segment here on Moneyline, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. It's time for some picks here. And by the way, it's finally time for the Yankees to score some runs as they've tied up the Baltimore Orioles 2-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Anthony Rizzo at the plate looking to do more damage with runners on first and second and one out in a 2-0 count. But let's have some fun tonight. In the draft, I take Sauce Gardner to be a top five pick at a minus 125, which I believe it's a little bit higher now at minus 135. And also Jameson Williams, which I have a piece of minus 125 like an idiot, and also a piece of plus 150 to be a top 10 pick here. So I'm all over the place at this point right now. And then also in Major League Baseball, the Braves and the Cubs, I did take them under 9, bumped it up a little bit at a minus 140 price. And then already we talked about Chris Paul over 34.5 points, rebounds, and assists tonight. That's at a minus 125 price. What are we on tonight, Kev?
Yeah, so look, the Manoa thing I think is far too juicy, but his under 6.5 Ks earlier in the day was around a minus 110. I legitimately, like the way I bet strikeout props, Donnie, I know you and I have laughed about this before. I would not bet this at minus 135. Strikeout props are very, very particular. I've said this before. You see people who complain about losing strikeout props by the hook. Just that's nonsense. If you bet a guy over 3.5 Ks and he doesn't, and you lose, and it's not by the hook, it's one of the worst bets in the history of the bets. So forget about that. Let's talk draft. There's a couple of parlays. There's a couple of straight bets. On FanDuel, the parlays are top 10, Thibodeau, Sauce Gardner, Derek Stingley Jr., Charles Cross, plus 100. Then top 32 parlay, Trevor Penning, Kair Elam, and Zion Johnson, minus 112. Here are your straight bets here, okay? Plus 100 offensive line to be the first pick for the Carolina Panthers. Really like this. Over 4.5 Pac-12 players in the first round, plus 150. Lions to draft a quarterback in the first round, plus 300.
We got it all covered today. What an action-packed money line. As always, we'll be back tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern, setting up day two of the draft. But also, keep in mind, tomorrow morning on the early line, hot takes all the way around. Donnie and Kevin, thanks for joining us today. Good luck this evening.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.